everybody. Well, here we are again. This is Friday night, a paranormal night, creation, lightship, healing. And the day today is 9-1-2017. So that's kind of, with numerology, would be a 9-11 day. So here we go. Let's clear the day for everybody. So I'll count to 50. It might be kind of heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels pretty good. So let's bring the light being or light beings, as many as you have on your monitor screen, and we'll put peace energy in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, follow, let's say stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okey-doke. And if you have a situation going on, I can release you off that one timeline that you're looking at. So think of it right now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels pretty good. So let's bring up our co-host. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi. Oh, yes, I'm out here. A little warm, but otherwise fine. So good evening, everyone, and we're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on Station 2, BBS Radio, with Ron Amatron as our host. And as Ron said, today's day is September 1st, 2017. He cleared the energetic cords off the numbers, and that's something we can also do as well on our own natal barcode removal healing that he has on his website, creationlightship.com. And Ron, as you were speaking, someone sent in on the fast chat, quick chat form that as they were leaving a car wash, the electronic sign read the time, 9/11. And that made them realize that today is September 1st, and you just made them realize that the 2017 ends up being a 1. So it was 9/11 today. Suppose that's a number we could clear, huh?
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah, thanks for the reminders, unwanted travelers.
All right, yeah. So that's something. We have a lot of questions, I think. People have been doing a lot of the mind of the body barcode clearings and things. So if you completed that, because you probably had maybe a couple of weeks now, and I've been sending out lots of emails to people. If you have completed it, you can let us know how you're doing with it. And if you feel younger, feel a little healthier, maybe you know your life has changed somewhat, that'd be nice to know. And I think we might have some questions. I think me and Kathy were talking earlier, and maybe there might be some questions. Some people want to speed it up as much as they can or do multiple things. So basically you can do 3 mind of the body clearings, or maybe 3 of your car or house, your aunt house. You can put 3 screens up, no problem. But doing your own death barcode, no, you got to do them one at a time. So hopefully you understand that. And I'll turn it back over to Kathy to see if we have any other inputs from people about.
Here's a question that they wanted to know if they could do it this way, if they could request that they remove 12 barcodes from mind of the body after their full name or initials. So that means up in the name section, they want to put remove 12 barcodes, death barcodes from mind
work.
Of the body right up there.
You have to go
in and
do it. You have to go in and actually do the
mm-hmm.
numbers. And if it's defaulted from 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
so you can select it with a drop-down box. So if you contacted me and I said, well, you have 78 of them, you're not going to find 78 numbers there. It'll be 1 through 10. So first two, this is on the mind of the body. So, or even on the death barcode. Hope you don't have that many, but, it is possible. But go in there and do number 1. Then when that's completed, go to number 2. After you hit 10, then you go to 11, which would be number 1 again, and just keep track on a piece of paper where you are with it. You start checking them off. That's the best way to do it. If you got 78, write 1 through 78, and each time you do one, just check it off and go to the next one and check that one off. You know, kind of like being like in the third grade doing something, so you don't mess yourself up and allow the aliens to come in to trick you. Remember, once it's on a piece of paper, then, you know, it's in print and it's your writing, hopefully, and you know where you are. So back to you, Kathy.
Next question. Can they run the death barcode, mind of the body, for their pets?
Yes, you can. So you'd have to give me your pet's name of what kind of pet it is, you know. Most people have dogs and cats, but you could have a horse. You could have, a pet rooster or something, you know. So that's okay. Just tell me what it is, and I can tell you what it has on it. And you can also do the mind of the body of that also. But, that's what I would suggest doing. So, anyway, remember, this takes some time to do. So, it's good to know what they are. I would rather tell you what they are on one email than to have you come back and hit me again maybe in 2 weeks with something else. So that's the best way for me to work. This is time-consuming. Checking this out and looking and stuff, it takes me about probably 5 to 10 minutes per person to figure out what they have, and then I just enter it. So that's what happens. So back to you.
Okay, so Ron's running numbers for people so they can do the correct number of death barcode clearing. So it's important that that you consult Ron about how many that you have. And I do want to remind listeners who have some confusion to access the August 18th archive where Ron initially explained how to use the death barcode removal for the mind of the body healing. The instructions are there on the August 18th archive. All right, so next question, Ron, on the same subject. This person found out after contacting you that they have a lot of mind-of-the-body death barcodes. Now, they want to know, can they clear a few death barcodes every day, or does it need to be done all at once?
A few people have done quite a few, and they said they felt wonderful. And then other people have done it, and they said they felt like they've been kind of tired. So that's kind of up to you. Typically, like maybe if you have maybe 5 of them or something like that, it'll take you 2 hours, 10 hours to do. So you could probably do that in one day. You know, in the morning, maybe do a few. 5 in the morning, and then at night do 5 or something, something like that, or do maybe 3 a day. But don't spread them out for too long. And remember, your body has to reintegrate itself to heal itself. Remember, the body lives in time. The clearings work out of time. So it's all done, but your body's there, what's happening now? So you could feel kind of tired. Although other people have said, geez, I did like... I stayed up, for 18 hours, and I did a whole bunch of these things, and I feel wonderful. I don't even need any sleep right now. And other people say, I did like maybe 10 of them, and I'm like wasted. So it all depends, how you are doing and what your body can do.
Yeah, that's the approach. And how about how much time you have personally? I mean, this doesn't have to be a... kind of a set time, as long as you don't string it out, Ron says, because like this listener said, and I'm sure a lot of us do have more than 20, maybe even up to 60, 70 or more mind of the body death barcodes. Those take an hour. Even if you have multiple windows open, you're going to be sitting there quite a while if you try to rush it through. And then you might be too tired, or you just don't know. Plus, you might have other healings you want to do as well. So how are you going to jam it all in? You just can't.
that is true.
So, I mean, like,
and know that when you get done, you're going to feel much better. So that's what I'll.
Now, Ron,
like
if they do the 30 minutes of emotional trauma release afterward, would you recommend that they, do that each time, or should they just do the 30 minutes of emotional trauma release and spirit integration much later when they've done quite a bundle of them?
If you do the mind of the body, then you could do that afterwards. But if you start feeling funky, maybe you get six of them, and you go, man, I'm feeling, trashed and, et cetera. Then do the emotional one, and you may want to do the spirit one. So that you could do, no problem.
Okay, and then this person makes a good point.
One person emailed me, and they said, well, what I'm doing, Ron, because I did feel a little funky after doing a couple of them, I just put up another screen, and I continuously do, after it runs out for a half an hour, I do the emotional one, and then they redo it again and go in there and hit the emotional clearing, and that seemed to balance them out. They have that screen up all the time, but remember, it defaults or goes into a 30-minute emotional clearing, then it'll stop, and you have to go into it again to click it on. So that's where you are with doing that, but that's no problem. But if you just go through it, then just do it at the very end. But if you start feeling bad, that's probably your emotions taking over, and maybe that might balance you out. So back to you.
Well, the listeners certainly are conscientious here, Ron, and it's really great that we're talking about this because they're bringing up good points that somebody else may have been wondering as well and just didn't have a chance to write in, or maybe they just, haven't gotten to this point yet. So it's really good to talk about this, especially this listener does mention that they transfer their healing work here to the new earth on the new earth transport clearing, which is a good reminder for us to do that too, as we're getting all caught up and trying to get through all these barcodes.
And this is like it's kind of like going to college and having your midterms, it's not necessarily that easy to do, but anyway.
It's worth it.
Worth it, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, you did get some great testimonials about it that, oh my goodness, this one's kind of long, and it's really nice for you, Ron. That person just—I think they completed it. Wow, they must have completed it. They say, she writes, "Thank you so much. Just completed 124 hours of the mind of the body clearing off of the death barcode removal, and I feel so remarkable. I feel like gravity has been lifted off of me." Energetic, like when I was 20 years younger. Effortless at work. And people kept stopping to say hello to me or engage me in cheerful and meaningful conversations. As if I was suddenly visible after a lengthy absence. That's funny to me. I know what they mean. So I must thank you for making these many clearings available to me and to all of us. And for this current death barcode removal clearing, I am just in awe at the difference I feel. It's amazing. They're so grateful. They say that you're here on the planet for all the work you do on our behalf, and they're so feel so blessed that they know about you and benefit from your knowledge, guidance, and techniques. So this person has really, taken on the task and completed, and is here to tell us that it definitely is worth it. They just feel fantastic. Very grateful. Thanks so much for writing that in. So over to some other topics, and we can always get back to this if someone has another question they want to write into to Ron's radio email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com, or at Ron's Fast Chat under the BBS radio page under Quick Link Fast Chat. It will take you to a Fast Chat feedback form, and you can submit that. And it'll go straight to the email address, and I'll be trying to catch those while we're doing the show here tonight. So moving on to some other topics. See, this is Paranormal Friday, Ron. I think we forgot to say that because of the 911 is paranormal number. let me read the paranormal things that came in.
Okay.
There's a couple tonight that I want to read now, because somebody was hoping you could give her some input. She says that last Tuesday when she woke up, she had cuts and scrapes on the top of their left foot. The skin was broken. She guesses it was a dream abduction, or now she's wondering if it was alien battles fighting with the soldiers.
No, it wasn't the soldiers. It felt like she was on a those tangent timelines. You might want to clear that.
Okay. She said she did run timeline crashes on it. It's still there. The pain is gone. She says the pain is gone.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, make sure you do that, yeah. Yeah, it does feel like it was a tangent timeline. They want to go back in there again and put your foot in there under tangent timelines.
Okay.
The one you have to create, you know.
Okay, and here's more feedback from the gentleman listener in the UK. And he's done 18 barcode removals from the mind and the body healing and has some other comments. So he really appreciates the incredible insights and interventions. And he says he's had a real harrowing few days of life and death struggle, in a sense, but felt the tangible grace of the light beings working on his body during the 18-hour clearing and even after today. He did the clearing over the last weekend. He felt a lot of shaking, jerking, digging down into the back, where he got switched off in certain vertebrae. And that he knows that x-rays have shown him the damage there. So then the other morning he woke up with the flash of an image of a man and horse and the idea, I have to get back on my horse. He always compared his body to a horse or his steed. I say, reclaim the right to the divine temple of my body now. So I stopped taking the chemo drugs, for to my horror, my foot was like an elephant's and a lot of mood swings, etc. I was very toxic. He's reduced the meds and relies more on spirit and mind of the body. Seemed to be coming back online as it were slowly seeping back. He thinks the aliens hit one of his chakras and block communication between his head and legs, cut the nervous system, neurons, and pathways. Was not pleasant. He says he's still very weak, but feels better and stronger in the upper half of his body.
So let's work on that here. So let's work on maybe legs, feet. So here we go. Let's do some energetic work there for everybody if you have any swelling or something going on there. So here we go. The energy is coming your way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, is that 30? 30. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. A little heavy energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Well, I'm getting hot. So we'll just see how that's working there. So back to you.
So that will work on the archives, right? Because he will be listening to this much later.
Yes, uh-huh.
In fact, I want to announce right now that BBS Radio has put on their website, I'm going to read this for those who might have missed it, that they're doing some site upgrades and do not plan to post any of the podcast archives until after September 6th. So that will be till after next Wednesday. So it will not be till after Wednesday that this archive will be up, and also Saturday's show, tomorrow's show. Just so everyone can be a little patient and don't need to write to Ron about what happened. Why the archive isn't there. It will be. Okay, so VBS is always trying to make their site much better and keep up with things, and they do a great job at it, and we appreciate them letting us know. So the next paranormal question type of thing, Ron, is kind of different. Somebody heard about a alien creature called a rod. It flies, and it has different sizes. He wanted to know if you'd heard of this rod. He's going to describe it. It might be an insect or a very small type of just alien creature. And many people have reported to see them. One said it was 4 foot, and another one said it was very small to the eye. Some people describe them as being connected, and they are long, and they stick together like tiny rulers or yardsticks stuck together. And this person wondered if you had ever possibly seen anything like that, because he knows you see a lot of parasitic critters. And sci-fi type stuff.
Yeah, I probably have, but I don't know. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the thing is, he doesn't go on to say what exactly that they do, but you know, we can always imagine that it's probably not good.
Yeah, I would say so. Yes.
I think.
Well, what I'll do if you have one of those on you, or more than one. Let's do a release from that. The ones that I've kind of seen look like they look like a little rod, kind of like a hot dog or something. Is that what?
A yardstick.
What?
Rulers or yardsticks? Like they were like yardsticks.
Yeah, I've seen the hot dog ones, but yeah, okay, here we go. So releasing the energy if you have any attached to you. So I'm going to first do upper part of your body. We'll just say above shoulders. So here we go, releasing those alien critters there. Oh, dear. I don't like Johnny right off the bat. So here we go, releasing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, boy, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels good. Now we'll do the rest of your body. Oh, do above the hips. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 50. Here we go. And let's do some more here. Below the hips. Now I'm going to do the crotch area, okay? So here we go. Pelvis, tailbone, reproductive organs there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 40. Is that correct,
40,
Kathy?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, now let's continue on here. So below the hips, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, oh, boy, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90, 1, 2, 3, 100. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so we'll see if we get any comments there. Maybe somebody felt something happening. So,
well, okay, everyone, Ron just asked for your quick reaction, if you have, either now or, you know, later for tomorrow's show, on this healing he just did for some alien creature that someone described as a rod, and he released them in our pelvis area, tailbone, organs, and hips, below the hips, and he did quite a strong amount, so should get some reactions. I know with me, I definitely could feel the energy swirling around me. I still feel it. So that was very beneficial. Thank you to the listener who brought that critter up, and hopefully it's gone for good.
Yeah.
Okay, move on to the next. Hope so. After all that.
Hey, I'm going to work with against swollen feet and ankles here, and maybe calves. So here we go. Maybe there's some alien critters in there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. That doesn't feel completed here, so here we go. Doing some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
20.
20? Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. That's feeling better. I'm going to do one more time through this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. That feels much better. So we'll see if we have any comments on that. Back to you, Kathy.
Oh, wow. That must have been very heavy from the sound of things. And it feels heavy in my calves, too. Ron was just clearing out alien critters from our calves. So that seemed like it was some uncharted territory for that particular alien anyway.
Yeah, so those jeeps are after us.
Thank you for that, Ron. Yeah, we'll see how that goes, everybody. And maybe we should walk around a little bit, Ron, and see how our legs feel and see how, you know.
Doing that. That was a pretty heavy clearing, so maybe get up, walk around. You might feel, you know, something changing. Some people, when they do this, their joints realign, we'll say. May feel some apical pops, maybe. May even affected your back and your spine. So you may want to do some twisting. Maybe bend over, stretch, do different things that you normally do. It's like a washing machine, you know, moving back and forth, et cetera. And, the call tomorrow, September 2nd, is going to be quite interesting. If you signed up for it already, you're probably going to feel some energy working with you this evening. So it'll probably start, I'm guessing maybe, if you're back east about midnight, 11 to midnight, maybe around, 9 o'clock, we'll say basically, Pacific time. So I'm already starting to work with people on this here, to release some of the emotional traumas, et cetera, that you could be experiencing here. So, back to you.
So to clarify on that conference call tomorrow, Ron, you did say on previous shows that people could be absentee, especially if they were overseas or a different time zone, correct?
Yes, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh. Just know that,
okay.
The reason why I'm starting right now, maybe actually BBS here, working with people, because it could be traumatic if they're a seer, okay? And so I'm doing that now to release some of that emotional trauma so you'd be a little more neutral when we start doing this here. Anyway, so that's why I'm starting early with this here. So you may not feel too much because of that. So I'm working with your feeling body, sensory body, emotional body, basically like betrayal. And then I'm also going to be running the infinite sadness on people. So if you need any of those, you know, you'd have to probably pay for them online if you don't already have them. But I think maybe, you know, find out how you feel, write those down so that in case you need something afterwards, you can go in there and do that. if you're still hanging on to some of the trauma. Typically, you should not, but, you know, normally the calls that I do, when we're done with it, you feel great, typically. But if for some reason, you know, you got whacked with it, and maybe you have your soul family feeling sad about their stuff, or, you know, some of your ancestral stuff, seven generational stuff is coming upon you, then, you know, that might be why you would be feeling a little bit off. So that's the sensory body, emotional feeling, trauma, and betrayal, and then I guess it's the...
infinite sadness?
Yeah, infinite sadness, yeah. So, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, so about tomorrow's conference call again, will you also be activating some light-coated water for us during the call?
Yeah, I'll probably do that. I'll probably do, you can get a glass of water typically, and it'll probably have light codes in it to help you with what we just talked about. So maybe we could write that down on the host fast chat, Kathy.
Yeah, for a reminder.
Mm-hmm. As a reminder for me, yeah, because I can already feel myself working on stuff. And
yeah.
So, you know, it's, anyway, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. Like I say, when I just click my fingers, people think, you know, wow, what happened? You know, it's, you know, how can I feel different just by a finger snap? Well, there's so much going on that's happening out of time that if it was in time, it could be hours or days of work. So all that energy is running through me. So I just need to get myself, you know, charged up enough to do the work. And I think that the water would help everybody. So you may want to get maybe 8 glasses of water, maybe 10 of them, just get ready, because you don't know how much you're going to be using. So I would possibly get maybe just a regular, maybe 8 ounces or 10 ounces of water or something, and just get ready in case you do need something, because you'll know which one you need. In fact, your arm will just probably go right over to the proper water. So if you're trying to use your mental faculties, it really may not have a clue. You may think of something, but if you just put your arm out in front of you, it will move to the water that your body needs. So maybe space it maybe 6 inches apart and be ready to go. So back to you.
I just want to suggest to listeners, especially if this might be your first time, to have some quiet time for yourself during this conference call so you can tune in to yourself and feel the energy of the light beings working on you. I mean, it's really great if you feel energized, but it's also probably not a good idea to get outside and do a lot of yard work or clean house and all that, because this is kind of an emotional basis type of healing more than a physical one. And what Ron just suggested earlier was that you may need to also work on some other emotional bodies afterwards. So you wouldn't know what those were if you were busy, you know, doing mental things or physical things or talking on the phone and things like that. So just maybe for at least, you know, as long as you can, stay quiet and tune in. Tune into yourself and, you know, just stay with Ron one-on-one for the best results for yourself. And then, Ron, should we write to you afterwards and let you know how we are doing? Maybe it could be read on Saturday's show.
That'd be great. And even during the call, what you're feeling, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, that's good, because it's really nice when you break in and ask people what they're how they're feeling before we take a break or something.
Yeah, we'll break every hour, naturally. Which is what we do for about 10 minutes. But the healings are still taking place, even though we're on a break. That allows you to get up and walk around and stretch and twist and, you know, pet your cat, feed your dog or something. You know, and just how you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
So
Ron, one more thing about this. The phone numbers, several people signed up through PayPal, and they're probably waiting to get the PIN number and the codes. So would you let us know what your plan is for that?
Yeah, sure. Been doing a lot of that the last few hours. If you can just send me, if you haven't received an email, maybe you got out of cyberspace someplace. But if you haven't received it and you paid for it, then just send me an email and put on the subject box, you know, maybe the September 2nd special call, something like that, to make it real simple. And just send your receipt from PayPal, and that's all that we need, and then I'll send you over the phone number and the PIN code to get on the call tomorrow. So the call is going to start at 1 o'clock Pacific, and that equates to 4 o'clock Eastern. So, and it'll be a three-hour conference call, and hope to see you on it. This one's going to be a lot different than what I'm normally doing with people with the placenta clearing. So it's a new territory, and it should free you up a lot. Remember, you're going to be worked out tonight, so you may not feel too much energy tomorrow, and you may feel a lot of it tonight. So back to you.
Great. And one last thing. If you do send Ron an email, send it to his email address, creationlightchip@yahoo.com, please, for the best results.
I didn't say that.
Okay. And all right, so we look forward to the conference call tomorrow, Ron. And Ron will send out the PIN code if you sign up tonight. And if you haven't gotten it, he will send it to you through your email request. Now moving on to some subjects that came in on Wednesday toward the end of Wednesday's show. Someone asking about anger, Ron. She says, the more I learn about what the aliens have done here and are continuing to do, the angrier I get. She's looking for relief. Would a whole life anger clearing take care of this along with hourly mind-to-heart drops?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. You know, you want to do the anger clearing. Were your parents angry, I wonder, number one? And what about your grandparents? You may want to do a seven-generational one.
Well, I think this is a good point for all of us. You know, when we hear what's going on, we do get angry. And, of course, you know, other people can make us angry, too. So now for some paranormal suggestions for movies. Okay, so there's some good movies a listener suggested on Netflix original. One of them's called Ryan Hamilton, Happy Face. He's a comedian from a small town in Idaho. He's an insightful, funny man. He talks about common New Yorker attitudes and the use of exact same sentence to express commonly held opinion. I have visited New York, and I think he is right on. In the end, it really says much about people in general and the sharing of commonly held opinions. It is very funny. Well, that's nice for a change, a funny one. That, again, was called Happy Face with Ryan Hamilton. Another suggestion on Netflix, it's called Pygmies, Children of the Jungle. And it's an unusual documentary about the peaceful pygmy people living in the African jungle. It's quite surprising to see the extraordinary expression their eyes emanate. I think you would be amazed to see this. Any opinions on these movies, Ron? Have you seen these?
I saw the pygmy one. That one, yeah, they look very real. You know, that's what I could say, very real and in the moment. So that was what I could say. watching a lot of the indigenous people movies and things, you know, and they all seem to be in the moment quite often, you know. Maybe, I don't know, they're more like in survival mode continuously, but yet they don't relate to the trauma of that. You know, they're just living their life, you know, day to day. In a sense, you could probably even say, with our terminology, hand to mouth, you know. And but they're, you know, very real. So that's about all I can say with that. It's kind of like watching movies with animals, too. You know, they're kind of much the same. The sad thing is when the other people doing the documentaries of, like, lions or something, you know, they always have to slip in the thing doing killing, you know, to eat something, you know. If you just left that out, it'd be wonderful. But they always seem to want to do that to get your emotions, to get from one thing to another, you know, back and forth. And, you know, I don't like seeing the death of other animals and things. It's not what I like to watch, typically.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's I have to do a healing on the poor thing that died. Doesn't matter when it was, you know. And if it was done 20 years ago, I have to find the spirit and help it out of here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take away the trauma. So anyway, that's yeah. There's a lot of nice things. The worst thing is when you start watching something like some penguins or something, and they have. Sure enough, they have the whales coming, scooping them up, and some of the birds, you know, that nested someplace, and they had to go in the water and swim for a while in the same scenario, you know, or, you know, the seals, the same scenario. I go, gee, Minnie, why don't you just leave it the way it is, you know, without showing the death cycle of these poor things, you know? But anyway, I shouldn't be getting off on that, but, you know, it takes you into another realm of experience, because now, and I'm normally really neutral, but I just got to go now and do some more work, you know? And I'd rather just see it living its life, whatever it's doing, you know, in peace. Back to you.
Yeah, that must be kind of a burden. And we all feel the same way, I think, and we probably use our media clearing to wipe out images and the emotions that trigger and within when we see things like that, you know, innocent animals being consumed and stuff like that. Gruesome. So anyway, Ron, while we were speaking, quite a few testimonials have come in, some about the mind of the body healing. A lot of people are just giving glowing reviews about what they've done. They're saying their body feels so much healthier and strong. They feel peaceful and light. And one person even did ran the space location clearing and the help enslaved aliens to leave clearing at the same time, and saying how that worked out really well together. And and someone else is saying how they didn't realize why they were feeling so good until we asked for testimonials, but then realized it was a week ago that they did the mind of the body clearing and have been feeling good ever since, and now they know why. So they wanted to let you know that there really is a profound effect on them for, you know, taking the time to do that clearing, and also the death barcode removals clearing with it. So there's a lot of things going on.
When people do clearings, the trauma and drama is taken away, and you have peace. Excuse me. And you don't always go back into that realm of drama and trauma, and you don't know that you really had a healing because it's not there any longer, that the stuff attached to it. And then you start looking at it maybe in retrospect, and you go, oh, yeah, that's what I did. So that's very common. So what happens. You know, you don't really, you don't get an aha or jump up and down because you had a healing. All that stuff's erased, you know. you still have the memory of the event. If you want to look at it, that's fine, but you won't have the drama, trauma with it, or pain, anxiety, fear, and you can just move on with your life. And then you finally realize, yeah, that must have helped me, but you don't know how much it helped you, but you just think that it helped you, you know? So, you know, as you change instantly. So, back to you, and don't look back. Move ahead, move forward, be in the moment. Don't regurgitate your past, digging it out of a trash can of the rat hole, you know, get rid of it. Don't have your friends put you back there either. So back to you, Kathy.
Well taken. Well, Ron, you've received quite a few of these mind of the body, death barcode, testimonials, and comments. And I'm not going to be able to, in the few minutes we have left, read every single one of them. So I just want to reassure the listeners that Ron will know he'll know your experience, because I'm going to forward some of these to Ron, and then also I'm going to leave some in the inbox here so that if there's time tomorrow's show, we're going to also be on Station 2 tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pacific, that the next co-host can continue to read people's testimonials, not only of the mind of the body death barcode healing, but of the healings that Ron did today for our legs and swollen feet and calves, etc., and all those pelvic area organs. Someone did say here that they did have aha moments most of the time after they do clearings. And they do have a lot more to go, but they notice changes little by little. And I think that's really a key thing, Ron, is that lots of us who've done a few, you know, done a few clearings, let's say after a year or so or even less, we do notice things a lot more, but little by little things get better. And she's even noticing that the trees and the greenery and the landscape, everything looks a lot more alive and brighter. And that is truly, you know, one of the benefits, too, of doing the clearings, is that you don't have that same fog, or our viewpoint is more clear. We're just clearer in our seeing things through new eyes, in a way.
Yes,
So that's what they wanted.
Well, you probably go for five after, so.
Okay, well, we got a few more things that we can help people with, what can squeeze in real quick. We did have a question, what was the best clearing for anger? And another question came up with this was off from Wednesday show, what's the best clearing for bitterness? So bitterness, isn't that sort of like a form of resentment, Ron, extreme resentment?
Yeah, I'd say resentment would be a good one, yeah. I would probably look at that. We'll see if anybody maybe has a suggestion, too. For that one, I don't have that listed.
Well, there's a resentment clearing on the self-empowerment.
Yeah. I'll have a bitterness, but resentment would probably be
There's a space for other in there.
Good, yeah, that would be good. Do that one.
Yeah, there's different ways to call the same thing. Like, anger could be rage, you know, just bitterness could be anger and resentment together. So
anger, very possibly, it could be that reoccurring event barcode one, you know? So there's another name for it, you know, that I have my own name, but systematic something or other, reoccurrence, you know?
Yeah, the recurring problematic barcode removal.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. So that one, maybe also you may want to do that one, because maybe you get bitter and angry or whatever because this happened to you again. Yeah, crap, that happened again, you know. Well, that could be the barcode coming in where they want to recycle these events for you. You want to do that one.
Recurring event barcode removal. That would work on a lot of things we talk about that bother us and interfere with us on this show, Ron. That's a really great one.
And also do the free clearing, that 2,000-year darkness,
darkness.
Barcode clearing.
2,000 year darkness, darkness removal.
Mm-hmm. And you may want to run that at least, you know, maybe the last 100 years, you know, maybe once a week even, in case they want to tag you with something, you know. If you haven't done the whole clearing of that, do it. It can help you out a lot. It goes from now back to the year 2000. So it's good to get that energy off of you.
Yeah, that's a lot of darkness.
Yep.
Well, that clearing is long, but it goes fast. Okay, so one more quick question we can squeeze in, maybe end with the testimonial next. They want to know, is the source really going to find our light when everything goes dark? Because on Wednesday's show, Michelle and Ron talked about ascension, and that would be a good one to listen to because there was quite a few good healings there on the Wednesday show. Ron also put us in ascension energy, which was great. He also did a significant neck shackle removal. He removed four neck shackles, and that will work three times on the archives. So if anyone wants to get rid of a pain in the neck, that would be the good one. That archive was for August 30th. So listen to that once it comes up after September 6th. I think it'll be on VBS archive page. So anyway, they want to be sure, Ron, back to the question, that the spirit barcode clearing and whole life clearings and all that that's put on the new Earth transport will actually be detected when all goes dark at the moment of ascension. They want assurance that we're going to be safe from being abducted sideways at the moment of ascension.
That's why I put it up.
So, okay, so in other words, yes?
Yes, uh-huh.
I just think that's a reassuring word to hear right now, Ron. Okay, well, yeah, that's the plan that Ron had. So continue putting things on the new Earth transport, especially the spirit barcode removal and, all the recommended healings that we've been talking about on the shows. Absolutely. So thank you for bringing that up, listener. It's always good to have verification, and especially for some of the newer listeners to hear that as well. So next comment, and then maybe I'll turn it over to you, Ron, for closure. When Ron says, bring up an event you are having trouble with, she lately is having trouble thinking of one that is troubling her to release. Yes, she has stuff going on, but now that she's been doing clearing since March, she has really noticed that her attention is away from all the negative things that bugged her in her life. She's more neutral.
That's a good space to be in, yes, uh-huh. Yeah, I would, clearings will do that for you. As you start releasing your past history or her story of your life, and that's releasing your, in a sense, your traumatic, painful, and it can be physical pain, memories and situations of how you used to live your life or what happened to you, the consequences or whatever. And so that enables you by doing the clearings. Once you do those, you try to do as much as you can naturally, but from there, once you do the clearings, then you start moving on and you start to be more in the present moment. So your past, your memories are not running your life, and then you're able to choose a new reality, we'll say, and reform your current life to what you want to have happen, without the fears of not being able to do it. So a lot of people, probably everybody listening, in fact, you know, you were schooled by your mentors, and you took on their belief system of whatever they had. Doesn't matter if it was completely bad or completely good. It's, you took on their belief system, and that squashed your creativity. And you're told that something was bad or awful, whatever you're doing, then you don't want to repeat that because they were in control of you, like maybe a handler or your mentor, we'll say. And then from there, maybe you'd like to go roller skating again. And they told you, well, you know, you look really goofy roller skating. You know, you're roller skating, your butt's sticking out or something. You go, oh, my God, that's bad. I can't do that, you know. And so now you gave up roller skating and you think, you know, I haven't roller skated for 40 years. I think I want to just go out and try it again. So I used to like doing it, but I stopped. When they told me that at the age of 12, I was mortified, and I used to love roller skating, and now I don't do it. So now you're freed up, and, you know, by doing the clearings, by getting rid of that trauma and drama that somebody told you, their belief system of what they thought of you, now you're able to go out and roller skate and have a great time. Maybe you really enjoy doing that. And that's also true of anything. Maybe your vocation is stymied because somebody said something. Or maybe you're forced to give up your passion for doing something. And then you did something else. So, anyway, I guess we will do the mind-to-heart drop here. But that's what the clearings do for you. It frees you up from your past. Then you're able to start over again with all of your current knowledge throughout your life and put it to good use for you. And you're able to bring forth your talents that you really wanted to do, which maybe you got stymied. Now, so a friend of mine was saying, well, Ron, you live and you die, basically. they dig a hole for you and they put you in this hole. And after that, nobody cares, and you're in that hole, and you're dead. So you might as well enjoy your life so that you're able to enjoy the life that you're here. So it doesn't matter if you're good or you're bad or whatever. You were born, and you die, and they put you away. That's the way life is here. So you might as well start over again, even if you're 80 years of age, you know. Get those clearings and go, wow, I can live at least, you know, maybe another 10, 20 years and really be happy with my life instead of taking away all of your, you know, bringing and living in your bitterness and everything else that you have. And you're able to now, wow, this is a great life because you're going to be losing those 80 years of dramas and traumas as you do the clearings, and you're going to feel great. And by feeling great, your body's going to heal. Oh, let's do the mind-to-heart drop here. Oh, here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud to do this. And here we go. So you say, now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And then we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And if you're a sensitive, you actually feel the thoughts dropping down. You may have the first thought that you're thinking of, but then as you start doing it, maybe you got 10 thoughts that are haunting you. You can actually feel those energies of negativity dropping down into your heart where they're neutralized. That's why you do it 3 times. That way you're always included. Some people, the first time through it works. Some people might need 2, but third one, everybody gets it. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Kathy, and thank you, the ladies behind the scenes here, supporting the VBS show here that you probably know nothing about. So thank you, everybody, and hopefully you're going to be on that wonderful call tomorrow. And I'll start working shortly here with everybody who's going to be on the call to take away some of the energies that will be brought forward, which could be very negative. So, you know, going to the call feeling peaceful. So back to you, Kathy, anything to add?
Just a reminder that this month starts a new session of healing intensive conference calls on September 10th 17th and 24th, beginning with the 4-hour Ascension Preparation Call on Saturday, September 9th. You can register for those on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Up at the top of the page, you can click on the banner there, and it'll take you to the menu and a PayPal area to register for those calls. There's different prices and bundled discount packages. So back to you, Ron.
Okay, everybody, so blessings. See you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.